The Ragged Stranger Murders, Partners in Crime, Writing Partnerships. Flash Casey, Crime Photographer. Carl Kolchek, The Night Stalker. I am Fletch Fletcher, Cat Marsala. The annals of mystery fiction literally teem with crime-solving journalists. But the most famous of them, the granddaddy of all sleuthing newsmen, is Hildy Johnson, the fast-talking hero of the front page. In his single appearance, Hildy makes his way through three acts of crooked, incompetent cops, crookeder politicians, golden-hearted whores, prison escapees, and suicide attempts, and manages to come out on top with a headline story. But what really gave this famous stage play, and the five movies that eventually were made from it, its savor, was the fact that the playwrights, Ben Hetch and Charles MacArthur, knew whereof they wrote. Before writing their play, they, like Hildy, had been hard-charging Chicago newspapermen. In fact, like the many fictional heroes their classic stage play inspired, they even solved crimes. Though they worked for rival papers, in at least one famous criminal case, they actually collaborated on the investigation, pooling their efforts to uncover the truth behind a complicated murder plot. It involved a revered war hero, his wife, and a mysterious figure who became known as the Ragged Stranger. Carl von Derer, the Chicago-born and bred son of German immigrants, gave into a burst of patriotic fervor in 1916, leaving his hometown to enlist in the army. During the campaign against Pancho Villa, he displayed leadership qualities sufficient to earn him a lieutenant's commission when the U.S. entered the war in Europe a year later. In France, he participated in every major battle involving U.S. troops, and, with a chest full of medals to prove his courage, returned to a hero's welcome in Chicago. The following fall, he met and married Ruth Johnson and moved into the small apartment she shared with her parents. Within months, Ruth had become pregnant. Von Derer did not seem pleased by the news. As Ruth's pregnancy advanced, he became moody and temperamental, arguing with his wife and her folks at the slightest provocation and flying into a rage whenever the impending blessed event was mentioned. Over time, however, Von Derer's mood improved, and on June 21, 1920, he suggested to Ruth that the two of them enjoy a night on the town. Later, as the Von Derers entered the vestibule of their apartment building after enjoying dinner and a movie, the night was ripped apart by the sound of gunfire. Ruth's mother rushed out of their apartment to find her daughter bleeding to death on the floor, the victim of multiple gunshots, while her son-in-law was bent over a shabbily dressed man, also lying on the floor and also bleeding from several bullet wounds. Von Derer was beating the dying man over the head with an empty pistol.
"You've killed my wife, you bastard," he screamed. "You've killed my wife."
Ruth was still alive, but just barely.
"My baby is dead,"
she told her mother. She died a few minutes later on her way to Ravenswood Hospital.